Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my special guest co-host tonight, Diane Morrison. Woohoo!
Hi, welcome, thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here, Diane. She's filling in for Tracy while she's off gallivanting in Egypt.
I've
We
seen the
wanted to see
pictures,
her.
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Tiffany, our question master.
Hello.
And so right off the bat, everybody, yeah, she's going to take care of your questions, but tell us where you're from. You know how big a deal that is, that you're shining your light, that shining the grid, your light on the grid, which is huge, huge, huge. Oh, they're trying to tell me something right now about that. Somebody's saying it's huge. And then I'm like, we're gonna find out more, but it's like, oh, there's something right there. It's just right there, how huge this is. I'm seeing a visual. And just showing all this bright lights. But anyway, more to come. If that manifests more, where I can actually word it, I will do that. But tell us where you're from. And Tiffany, do you want to explain to everybody what they need to do if they have, questions, things like that?
Sure. So if you have questions, put them in the chat and put, now I feel weird saying it for myself, put Tracy, no, I'm just kidding, put Tiffany. And I like cute little sayings, anything that strokes my ego or makes my head big. So put that, and for sure, I will read your question. And then I believe if you're watching from Tracy's page on Facebook, we do not get those messages. So go to Diane's page. No, go to another platform, another page to get your
Go
questions
anywhere
in
else.
from there. Yeah. I think that's it. Did I cover everything?
I think so. Do they still need to open it up, actually open it to be able to communicate like with you, or so it doesn't show up on that Facebook page, or how does that work?
Sure. I feel like every time I've clicked on it, just when you open to, like, if you're on Facebook and you click to open, just make sure that it's on the full page before you make comments.
That way then you'll see them. Everybody will see them. Super. Thank you. Okay, Diane.
Hi. Nice to see
Hi.
you
You
again.
too. You too. So much has been going on. And this was what's so funny, everybody. Everything I do is guided. And I was like, okay, Tiffany and I were talking, actually before Tracy even left, she's like, whatever you want to do, what do you guys feel like doing and stuff? And I was like, well, let me just see, I'll kind of know when it's time. And then Tiffany, like last week when she was asking me about it, I'd completely forgot that I needed to get somebody else. So that's where it was like, it was at the last minute. I mean, well, she probably didn't think it was, but anyway, it was like, let's think about this next week. Well, so then now we're here, and it's like, okay, I was already thinking about it, and it was just so funny because I'm like, okay, so who should I get, and how should I do this? And Diane texts me out of the blue. It was completely out of the blue. And then there was like three different things you did. One, you did a video. I can't remember what the first one was, or if that was the first one or not, but it was like three different things. And each time, so the first one was like out of the blue. And I was like, well, I was thinking about Diane. I wonder if that's the direction I should go. And then another thing came on like the next day. And I was like, because there again, I'm like, okay, is that what I need to do? And it was just another, just I'm like, okay, I get it. And that's when I asked you. And then right at that time, I think something else happened. I'm like, well, now I know for sure. It's like, do it now.
Yeah,
And there
that's
were
it.
probably more, but those were the three that I interpreted that I
Well,
finally asked.
Julia, I paid my guides to say, let me
Ah,
get on that show and send her
okay.
messages and make sure she knows the signals are like, I want to come back and chat. Yeah, no, I'm only kidding. But this is way worse because I had impulses to, I don't even remember the sequence of what happened, but it was like, oh, I'm going to send this to Julia. And there was a song and it was like,
That
this is incredible, you
so
know?
incredible, so
Yeah,
incredible. In
I know.
fact,
So
we're going to put that on our playlist for the retreats. It
I
is
am
so
so glad.
amazing.
You know, I've been listening to it all day, and I've been sending it. I sent it to Andre Yavin, and I think he's in Texas now. I sent it to Lori Lines in Texas. I sent it to like all my people, you know, that I thought would really. I sent it to a client from yesterday. I was like, I'm not going to blow up your inbox, but you have to listen to this
You have
song,
to, I
you
mean,
know?
it's like somebody took everything we say and put it to a song. It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's all there. Every bit of it is there.
You know,
And
and it was,
go
yeah, go
ahead.
ahead.
No. What I was gonna say, what's
No, I think.
exciting is that as people, they're getting the information without even realizing what they're getting. I mean, it's a whole other generation probably, or whatever, that or population. I don't know what to, but it's like I'm so excited that this is happening.
I am too. And it was so random when I found it. I think I was looking for music to put on a post that I made, and then on Facebook. And then it popped up, and I'm like, what is this? And I listened to it like 5 times. I'm like, okay, this is incredible. And so I sent it out, right? And that's part of what happened and why we're here today. And the whole thing is like magically orchestrated. And I operate like that as well. So I call it cosmic popcorn. And as long as you're kind of tuned in, like we have to be tuned inward now. And then you just know what to do in each moment. Yeah, without thinking too much.
Exactly. Well, that's just it. You don't think. You just
I know it sounds
do
silly
things.
though. Yeah, you don't even think.
Well, when you're thinking, that's the you're in the head. And
Absolutely. And that's nothing wrong with thinking. It's just that there's a time and a place.
absolutely. It's just I think sometimes here I that's always like what other word is there? Sometimes that's the approach many people take is that they're getting very analytical about how to accomplish their spiritual journey or whatever, how to accomplish this awakening, how to accomplish, and it has nothing to do with thinking.
You're right. It's the opposite. It really has, yeah, it's you know what, we're so, you know, conditioned to do that and use our brain for everything. And it really, I think it came with the evolution of us. We needed to develop our left brain, and that became, you know, exalted almost. But now we're being asked to use more of our, you know, intuition, our right hemisphere and our heart. This is, it's another developmental stage is how I see it. And when I think when we get stressed or people get stressed or they know this stuff, but they go right back to the solid old stuff because it's habit pattern and it's safe and, you know, it feels like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do, but it's really letting go of that, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's like, I mean, you said it has its place, time and place, and its place and time with all of this is where?
Well, you know, this is the new unity consciousness coming online, I will say. I was having downloads today while I was driving, you know, about how it's almost like it's a new program for us. So it's coming online when each person starts opening up to it, and then it makes it a little bit more solid and easier to access for the ones following. You know, it's like it's like introducing any new program on technology or computer. It's like it takes a minute. You got to get used to it. You got to learn how to use it. You have to apply it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's the execution or the application of it is where our conscious mind comes in. It's like where the analytical is like, I mean, it's not something we don't want to pick this apart because as soon as you do, you destroy it.
Yeah, it's a beauty. That's exactly right. And it really is something to be in awe of, this transition, this opening. Oh, it's an opening. We're opening up to more of ourselves, you know? It's a really beautiful, it's like a flower blossoming, really. I mean, we're really opening up and allowing ourselves to be more than we ever thought we could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you just got the visual that I had. See, we're really
You
but
know,
that's one of
yeah.
the analogies I heard early on in my metaphysical journey was someone described it as a rosebud. It's like when you're, you know, when you ask for sorry, whenever you're doing anything, it's like, you know, how would you approach a rosebud? It's like you want to, you know, what you're working on is inside there, right? And that's the full rose, that's the blossoming, that's everything. But you
Yes.
know, it's like, but it's this rose button. It's we're so excited. I want to see what it looks. And if we start pulling the petals away, it will kill it. It won't be
Yes.
that beautiful flower. You have to wait, and you have to let it come about naturally, and go to full bloom. You just have to
Yeah,
be patient.
if you pick at it, it destroys it. You're right. It ruins it. Yeah.
Ruins it. So that's where, and that's what the analytical mind does. It
You know
picks
what? I
wrong.
want to just say to you, I'm glad you said that because it really is a little bit, it's more right brain, but it's more whole brain. You know, it's more heart and center. It's all of that stuff. It's just not only the left brain, but bringing in nature elements. It's also like there's so many words for it, but divine feminine, like, is coming back online, and that's Mother Nature. And so the flower and bringing in nature kind of symbols is really true. And Eastern spiritual traditions always talked about, like, the blossoming, like the opening of the lotus flower is the
Lotus,
symbol of enlightenment, because kind of this is it. So flowering, blossoming, all natural though, right? Yeah. And here's the thing. It's funny, I'm giving an been, you know, like, giving another example of in greenhouses, they force bulbs to open at a certain time to sell them. In like, to do bulb shows, and our local area has a beautiful one, but they force bulbs to open at the same time so they can have them all magnificent for their shows. So that is an
Need to do
interesting,
that. How do they do that?
that's all. I'm not a plant like person that much of a specialist, but they know how to do it with the timing and the right lighting and the right watering or whatever it is. I'm sure somebody else is far more informed about that than I am. But the thing is, it's kind of a human thing. Oh, but I want to do a show, so I want to force something.
Yeah, don't want to see how it naturally happens. Oh, there'll be buds. I don't want buds.
You know, it's so human, isn't it? Like, I think we have to embrace our humanness. This is another thing. Yeah, I'm seeing my humanness every day, and it's sort of like, I'm not knocking it. I'm just going, wow, I guess I am human too, you know, because, you know, we tend to trip ourselves up in certain funny ways. And I don't know. Humans are funny. We're funny.
They are
Yeah.
funny.
And we're growing. And I think that will help us a lot.
Bless our hearts, we are trying.
It's the truth of all truths. I know. We're really being asked to stretch and expand beyond our known boundaries. So it's a bit of challenging for people. It's a bit stressful for people because it's sort of like, the rug kind of is being pulled out from underneath people's feet. The solid isn't solid anymore, and they forgot that they can levitate, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were saying that
Yes.
right before the show about the, you know, there was a time there for a while that when things were starting to change quickly, and it was like, okay, everything will be fine when it gets back to normal. It's going to go back to normal. Because that's what our fail-safe was always before. It's like things were shifting, but it's going to go back to normal. And then we still had to start realizing it will never go back to normal. Every day is a new normal. And so you just have to adapt, and it's never going back to anything. It's always. And that's that rug shifting and moving, and you just have to learn to dance, I guess.
Absolutely. I'm all for that. You know, it's just, I'm getting a visual of at the airports when you want to get down the aisle, the hallway faster, you go on that moving walkway. So we're kind of like on a moving walkway,
I love
accelerating
it.
forward.
I love it. I love those walkways.
You know, I do sometimes, but if I've been sitting on a plane all day, then I'm like, I'm walking. And I try to walk as fast or faster than the people. So I get my little exercise
But yeah, there's a
circulation.
game for you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
Or it's a
yeah.
game for me to go in here and watch. Hey, bye.
I know. I mean, if I need it, I'll do it. If it's one of those, I can't. I am too tired, right? Yeah. It's so funny. So yeah, we're definitely moving forward, the shift or whatever people call it, the change that we're going through, the awakening, joining with our higher consciousness is really, really, really happening fast.
Yes, absolutely. So what are you seeing in your sessions? Are you seeing themes or anything that you want to talk about right now? Like any kind of a trend that's going on or
Yeah, well, I think this is a good week actually to talk about it because I mean, I always for a long time there have been trends, but I think the newer ones, I mean, we said it just before we started, as this really being asked, people are being asked to let go of everything. And I don't mean that people have to get rid of all their things. I'm not talking about just the physical, but people are being asked to let go of everything, like the known reality that you've had. Embrace the unknown, right? But let go of grudges. Let go of beefs that you have with people. Let go of any egoic triggers that you have. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you've learned your lesson, good. But otherwise, you're just holding yourself down by holding a grudge, by still being mad at someone. Now, this is not to be harsh about it, because I know everyone does this in their own time. So I'm just talking about the people that come for sessions and the themes that I'm seeing. Now, the people that come for sessions are very open people, and they're very open to doing their self work. So I'm just seeing a specific group of people that are on the cutting edge of self work and inner reunion, we'll say. So everyday people who are not used to doing this are probably, like, everybody's given grace, I will say. This is our, natural. Everybody's evolving at their own rate. But the recent ones, it's almost like let go. I mean, it's so, I have to say it, let go, let God. Like, and by God too, I mean the flow state. So this week it was very clearly like be returned to flow state and stop glitching ourselves up.
Yeah,
With our
out of
all
your
getting involved with trigger stuff, right? Oh, gives me a power surge right now just thinking of that. Yeah. So that, but also kind of in sessions anyway. This has been happening for a while, but just recently too, despite the fact that people, say they don't really want to have expectations, and we tell them not to have expectations. I guess
I have expectations
people,
without not having expectations.
I have to say, like, a lot of people, everybody's on social media, so you can't help but see things or hear things about sessions. And the ones that are online are usually pretty fantastic. And there's a reason that they're on. They're there to show people what's possible. And it's a great teaching thing, but the conscious mind really can't help but wish, I want one like that. So despite the fact that, everybody cognitively understands that we don't know what's going to be shown in a session, the higher self will actually help that process by showing no forms, non-physical,
You can grab on to.
nothing you can identify with, nothing you can even understand when you're
Love
in
it.
it.
I love it.
And it's absolutely kind of demanding that the conscious mind let go, like, get out of the way. You're not going to be able to understand this while you're in it. You need to wait until your higher self tells you at the end, right? And this isn't, I'm saying it kind of forcefully, but this is not a mean process. It's a, we're helping you to understand that actually what your mom said, you have a body, but you are not a body. Now we're going to show you more about what the non-physical world is like, and it's beautiful, and it's peaceful, and it's colorful, and it's healing.
All kinds of things.
It's so beautiful, though. I mean, there are all kinds of themes about how these other non-physical realms are shown. But when we ask about how it feels, no matter how it's being shown, oh, peaceful. Really relaxing. I don't have to do anything.
Just be.
B. Yeah, it's really comfortable. So this is whether a person wants that or not, it's being offered as try this, try, it's not bad. And the other part of that is sometimes it's boring. So if somebody, like, somebody has a busy, active life, or even a traumatic life, this is being shown because it's like, you know what? If you hang out in the nothing for a long time, you really want to go, you're going to want to go to Earth, you're going to want to incarnate, and you're going to want to have a wild life. You
Let's
know?
change it
Yeah. So it's so affirming when you think, oh, my life, it's been so hard, it's been so la 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 la, the stuff, it's tiring. It is tiring. It's Earth, it's dense, right? People have a
It
lot of stuff. It's hard, hard knock school. And so they're shown what it's like. Well, you could have this, but
Yeah.
you're just going to hang out.
And
It's
you can
like,
go visit anytime you want if you get too stressed out here.
and
So.
actually, thank you for saying that because that is the truth. And many people, a theme, of course, this has been going on for a while, but most people are being told they need to rest more and relax more, and meditate is still coming on strong as a theme. Just this week, the higher self has been saying this for years, maybe over 10 years even. What's the best way to connect with your higher self? Meditate. Oh, and it's another theme too, is that, well, for a while I wasn't getting to meditate, and I was like, oh, it was getting something else instead, and it was higher self was saying, all they have to do is like be quiet and ask the question. And I go, then what happens? We'll give them the answer.
Yeah, the answer comes.
Yeah. So it was for a while, just I was just getting that. Like it wasn't even meditate. I go, that's all there is to it for them to connect with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask the question and you'll
Because I think
answer.
some people need a process to get to that quiet place, and that's the meditation or whatever it is for you. And that's fine. After a while, you realize I don't need that to get to that place. Just like having a session gets you to that place to make the connection. But once you've made the connection, you know what it feels like. You can go there on your own if you choose to, because you now know how it works.
Exactly. So that's what I love about the work. Your mom made it so clear, just one session, because the goal is to connect with your higher self, and then after the session, continue to do that on your own, not to be dependent on a practitioner or a technique. But I will tell you, there's another theme, and that is people want to be connected to other people that know this stuff, and people like want to stay connected after a session, and it's sort of like, I can't do this with everyone, but I do understand because not everybody has, well, most people don't have anybody that's aware of this in their
True.
circles, right? So
But then
they,
that's why there's platforms like this, there's communities,
yes,
there's all kinds of things out there.
that's right. But when they have a session, sometimes it's their first time talking to somebody who understands them and understands metaphysical stuff, and then guides them through a journey where they get connected. And I think it's natural human connection that, are you going to do anything else? Can we stay connected with you? And it's sort of like, I'd love that, but I'm busy,
Yeah, I got my own things I gotta do.
I got a couple things on my plate. I'm late on my certification stuff. I'm like, come on, like I got a couple things. It's always like driving me crazy. Like, oh my God, I got to get that done. But it's kind of a lot of work to be doing sessions, and doing sessions with only one person. Like one session means you're doing a lot of emails and then correspondence and all kinds of things. So our days are busy. It's not that we don't want to like be there for people, but you're right. It really is, and I say this, it's an empowering technique. Like once you connect, now it's your job to go be in your power.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is understandable though, because humans like to we like to be connected to other people. So come to the events, right?
Absolutely. That's what the events are for. That's why we have them. Every
Yes.
one of them. Yes, that's why we have them, because so we can all come together, reignite our lights, and then go back out and do our thing again.
It is like a filling station for sure. And then I'm glad you said, like, that's why you have this, the metaphysical hour. And then you have a Friday morning still, right? Yeah.
We have two different podcasts we do in the mornings, one on
Yeah.
Facebook and one on Instagram.
So it's nice that people have a place to go where they feel like they can talk about things that other people don't.
Absolutely. I'm gonna stop us here and we're gonna continue with this train of thinking. So remember where you are. And Tiffany, I'm gonna have you come in and tell everybody where everybody's from, or tell us where everybody's from, because they can probably see it, and whatever else you want to do it right now.
Okay. We have Seattle, California, Arkansas. Wow, the third one. North Carolina, California, Spain, Canada, Australia, Florida, Pennsylvania, New Zealand, Chicago, Indiana, Florida. We got a bunch of Floridas. Missouri, Australia, some more Florida, New Hampshire.
Cool. Any Massachusetts?
Not yet.
Be
Carolina.
me.
Yeah. You're the representative.
I guess so.
Portugal, Arizona,
Wow. So cool.
Nebraska, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Michigan, Ohio, Connecticut.
Close.
Yeah. Hi, Connecticut. They're down south a little. Yeah.
Texas, finally. UK, Minnesota, Maryland, New Mexico, Peru. Wow.
Peru. Ooh.
They're all coming in. Maui, South Dakota.
I love it. Yeah,
Wow. Hi, you guys. Wow.
isn't that amazing? Music
Yeah, it's
is
like a
amazing.
worldwide tribe, you know? It's so good.
It's so good. Everybody's shining their lights. It's so amazing. It always blows my mind, you know.
It does. And your mom talked about it. I always think of this. She said, wherever you travel in the world, wherever you are in the world, if you think of that area, you activate the light that you had given when you were there too. Like, so wherever you've traveled, you keep your
Oh, makes
energetic
difference.
signature.
Yeah.
But now
Like
we have all
taking it
these
from here
people.
to others, and then you have everybody shining their lights, and that's, yeah, it's there's we're gonna know more about this, but a lot of it's just it's shining the grid, sliding the grid. I know it's doing that much. Anyway, it'll
No, it's really so amazing when you think about it. I mean, just hearing where everybody's from, it's like how wonderful. Yeah, that everybody's tuning
Cool.
in. I
Yes.
know. So good.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a thought when you were talking about, like, okay, the platforms. I was just thinking, and Tiffany, just do some kind of a signal when you have some questions, and we can go ahead and go into that. But I was just thinking about when you're talking, we were talking about platforms like this, and I was thinking, you know, right now we have this. There are so many things out there. There's so many groups. There's so many communities. There's so many on that do metaphysics now. When Mom started this show 21 years ago, that's how long the metaphysical hour has been going. 21
Wow.
years ago, there wasn't much out there. It was like, it was rare. I mean, it was a rarity. There was like coast to coast, I think, doing stuff.
Right.
There weren't many things. I mean, this production, BBS, that's where they invited her to come in, and they were just beginning. You know, they had just started. So see, all this was brand new. It wasn't that there weren't things out there that you can just go, oh, I'll just go find it. It was books.
Yep.
I mean, but I
You're
remember
right.
what, I mean, it seems like because our technology is advancing so fast now, it's like, you know, this was 2005. And while that's still in the 2000s, it seems like we should have been farther along than that, but I don't think we were. You know,
It really
hoaxes
is.
were out there, but you know, we go to the UFO conferences and people were still, you know, do you think they're real? What are these lights in the sky? And it's like, and here she had a book about talking to the ETs, and people are just, they glaze over, their eyes would just completely glaze over when, you know, I was talking to them about it. You know, they're just like, but you know, they're still trying to understand what the lights are. You know, do you think they're real? That not knowing, oh yes, they're real, and we can talk to them. So, but it's like, look at that. Look how much this world has changed in 20 years.
You're right. It's pretty fast. Pretty good. I mean, I want it to change even faster in terms of that connection with other beings, but
Oh, yeah.
that's a big change for most people. It's, yeah, for people that aren't into metaphysical things or they don't know about this kind of stuff, you know, that's gonna upset the apple cart big time, you know.
Well, but it's like, but anyway, so for those that are, if you're waking up or you're wanting to know, you know, where can I go find more? It's everywhere now. There are all kinds of shows out there. There are all kinds of communities. There are all kinds of things. Those weren't around 20 years ago.
Well, I have to say that when I said to you, I want to go to one of those UFO conferences that Ozark Mountain Publishing is putting on. I don't know. I think it was 2017. You were so kind. You said, well, we're going to make that happen. And you helped me to get there. And I have my staff shirt still. And I worked at the bookstore downstairs. And I was so happy to be there because that's your family's UFO conference. I know it used to be somebody else's before,
Right,
and
Luther.
Dolores took it. Right. But I couldn't ever express how happy and thankful I was that I got to be there, and that was because of you. And
Oh.
Yeah, I just was so grateful. I still am, because that was the most amazing experience. And to meet those people that are brave souls that were forerunners, meeting Stanton
I'm
Friedman. I
just
mean, oh
thinking
my.
that. Was that the one where we met Stanton Friedman? Because we have a picture of both of us with him.
Yes. And
Okay.
yeah, Linda Moulton
Moulton Howe.
Howe, she was there. And the Betty and Barney Hill's niece, author. There were other authors of, like, people. I got to sit in on a couple of them anyway, and I just remember being moved to tears, of course, because it just hits home sometimes, and you just kind of, these were forerunners. These people were so brave to put out those books, right? And your mom's company, Ozark Mountain Publishing, helped
Oh,
all so
absolutely.
many people. Is that conference still going on, by the way?
Yeah, it'll be the it's the second weekend in April every year.
Every year. Yeah. That's amazing. And so what a beautiful, I want to say resource your whole family has been. I mean, starting with your mom, but your whole family, I
Oh,
think,
gosh.
you know what? I just have to say this. I remember Dolores, when the last summer that I saw her, she was starting to realize the impact she had made.
She was just
And
starting
now
to.
I feel like I want to say it to you. Like, I just, this is you in her footsteps, but I mean, you are making such a difference too. You're like next gen, right? Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, and I don't know if it is, but then I understand what she was experiencing because she never, it was right there last. All of a sudden, it's like she was just going, just doing her thing. And then all of a sudden, she just kind of paused, turned around, and could see what was happening. Because that she started, did I do that? I mean, it's so funny because
That's
we're in
right. That's what
classes.
she said.
Did I do that? And she's trying to see where all these people are coming from in the classes. And it's like, what happened? And that was so amazing. It's like, that you did this.
And the beauty of all of that to me too, as an outsider coming into this and seeing how your family operates, is that there's such a level of just being humble. Like, this is what you do, this is how you're helping in the world. And there's this really beautiful, like, it's not about ego. And I just want to tell you that that is huge in this world. I think it's the new model of being able to do what makes your heart happy and what your mission and purpose is, but do it with love and stay in your heart and use your head for figuring things out. But don't let your ego get in the way. Get it out of the way so you can be of service without going into the egoic downfall. You know, that so many,
And it's so easy to do.
I
That
think it
I think
is.
that's part of Test Earth is this and this time. It's you're going to have these things happening. You're growing spiritually. How do you balance that with all these other things that you're doing the day to day?
Yeah. That was one thing I just want to say, and it's still that way with your family to this day. And I was so struck by it because it felt right to me. It just felt right. You know, when I went into this stuff and I started being able to see how the things operated, it was like, yeah, it's not about ego at all. It's about service. And this is what we came to do. We came to help people wake up, and this is how we do it. And it's like, yeah, it's just so special. And I guess I just wanted to say that it's a vibe.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And it really works.
I think, and I think it could be our goal. It's like there are different phases that I've noticed where people are in, and you're a lot of times you're on the outside looking in for a while. It's like you're noticing it and you're not fully experiencing it, and you're just thinking about it, and you're just watching it, and then kind of start dipping your toe into it. I mean, I went through all these phases. I was in my nursing career and watching mom start doing it, and she was keeping me included on what she was doing, so I was aware of it. See, I was observing, I was aware of it, but I wasn't part of it, and so much like that. And then I started helping a little bit, like when they'd be on trips. And so I'd start answering the phones. I'd start doing that. So that was dipping my toe in it. And I was like, ooh, I like talking to these people. They're really fun to talk to, these metaphysical people, and stuff. And then I was like, I'd like to do that someday. Just that be my work. Here we are. And so
You got it.
it's a
You got it.
phasing out. And so then you're on the inside and other people are going, I'm not sure how to do this. Well, just ask for it or just imagine it. You know, someday I'd like to do that. It will happen for you. And like, I want to be at the UFO conference. It happened for you, you know? And then look, you got swallowed up in here.
My God, it was like the best thing ever. I really was. I can't. I'm too slang. I'm like, I'm a pig in poo is really, but it's not that word. You know, I was like a pig in whatever.
Yep.
That's how I felt. Yoo-hoo! You know, so bad. I'm so bad. I think Tiffany had a, did
Yeah, she
Tiffany have a
said,
question?
yeah, exactly. I think she has a question here.
So this is a follow-up more than a question from a couple weeks ago. We had the one person talking about what happens when you see your face change in the mirror. They responded that they got, because I think you're directive was to go and just ask what is it that it is. So they said that they got that it's past lives and guides too.
Love it. But do you see how it did not hurt to ask? It's so safe. It's so okay to ask. I think sometimes we're afraid to ask. You just ask. You'll get an answer. And that you're just asking. I don't know if you asked the person in the mirror or where you were asking, but see, it doesn't matter. You're getting the answer from your higher self, from the highest source. So,
That's beautiful that the person found their own information about it.
Yeah. Because anything that we come up with is going to be speculation based on, it's good speculation based on what we know and what we've seen, but you're the one that has the best information for yourself. You have the best answer. So ask yourself. You have all your answers inside.
Yeah, the source of all knowing is inside each one of us, right?
Absolutely.
Whole thing based on accessing that. You know, it's so interesting. I think that we get so conditioned too that the higher self is going to be like our humans and all our conditioning, and we just project that that's all we know. So we think our higher self is going to like be mean to us, or you know,
Right. And they might be
say,
stern. They might
what are
be
you
stern,
bothering
be
me
firm,
for?
because that's what, you know, they. If they are, it's because that's what we need. That's what we're used to talking to. This reminds me, we've got a question this morning on the show. Someone was asking, what, you know, okay, our guides are there to help us. What can we do to help our guides? Thought that was an interesting question.
That's so beautiful. And the first thing that I thought was ask them.
That's exactly what my answer was. You ask them, well, you ask them for help. I mean, that's what they're there. They're there to help us, and they can't do anything unless you ask. So,
Yeah. Put an unemployed angel to work. Ask for help.
exactly, because I love that. They are twiddling their thumbs. It's like, I wish they'd ask. They cannot just bust in and start acting.
That's exactly right. And that's a great question. What a sweetheart that a person wants to know. What can we do to help our
Yeah, what can we do
guides?
for them? You know, it's like,
That's so sweet.
Exactly.
What a love. Whoever asked that, thank you. That's so sweet.
Yes,
I mean,
so
that's
sweet.
the kind of stuff I love to hear. It's like, wow, what a beautiful human.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tiff, do we have any questions?
Oh, we do have one.
Remember,
Will there
you can ask
be
questions.
Where will we incarnate to, new Earth or old Earth? Those who have reached a higher frequency, like Julia, will they also reincarnate when they die? At higher frequencies, do we no longer reincarnate?
You want to take a stab at it, Diane?
I have words, yeah.
Yeah, it's what you're seeing, and then I've got what I'm getting too. So,
Well, for me, it's like everybody's on an individual soul path. And so they work with their guides about what their plan is going to be next. Now, sometimes you can ask your guides if you're going to reincarnate again and where are you going to go. Like you can ask this directly. But I think that again, what we were talking about earlier is everything is shifting. Everything in every moment is shifting. And so I can't predict, I can't say with my human awareness, where anybody is going to incarnate, but that person can ask their own guides, like, what do you think I'll plan next? Or can you give me an inkling? But the thing is, it's almost like everything is now. So until
That's
you're
really my concern.
there, it's very, very open. You know, it's so funny. Years ago, I did ask in a group session that I had with friends that, like, I didn't want to come back to Earth. You know, I wasn't interested at all. I'm like, one and done, please, or whatever it is. Yeah. Well, in the group thing, we asked the question of one person that was under, and I found out that I had already made plans that I would come back to help again, and I wasn't happy about that when that information came
Now you're
through.
like, oh, I'm done. I'm out. When I'm out, I'm out.
I was very unhappy about that at that time. But then after I sat with it, you know, I mean, that was what I got through another person. So you always have to understand that other person has a screen. It wasn't my own session. And then actually I have a comparison because I just had a session with Andre Cordella because I wanted to go see her and we're gonna do those things. And actually I got some information that might go along with this. This time I got information about different questions I asked, but that I had many, many exit strategies in my life. I could have left many, many times and it would have been fine. Like everything is fine. That's where I am now. Everything is fine. And there's nothing about like being held here against our will. There's nothing about, hey, if you want to go, you can go. It was so different, but that's where my evolution is different now. And I don't even care. And I'm happy to come back and help if I can be of service now. Like I'm totally different than I used to be when I asked before. Yeah. Does that
I
make sense?
think
Yeah. And you got.
absolutely, because that is what it comes to me. It's like it's an evolution. There was a time that was like, okay, when somebody'd say, oh, this is your last life, I'm like, oh, yay, I've accomplished it or whatever. And now I don't care. I'm not ready to go, so I don't want to leave this one. I want to stay here as long as I can because I feel like there's a lot to do. So I'm not in
There
any
is.
hurry to leave. And what else is coming? I feel like it is all the now, and we are constantly evolving. Where now, I mean, look what's happening. I think we're going to be able to manifest for ourselves much longer lifetimes than what we believed before. See, it's all about our belief systems and stuff. So to me, that's a cool thing to write this thing out. What happens? I want to see this whole story. I don't like leaving in the middle of a movie. I want to know it all. So
Yeah.
and then where it goes from there, we know now that we're the creators. So whatever it is, it's going to be my creation. So,
Right.
yeah.
There's another piece of that I'm getting a reminder almost now, and that is that, you know, we've been through a cycle on Earth and we're kind of done with one cycle and we're entering a new cycle. And this was all prophesied in the Mayan calendar end of that. Like, we're transitioning into this new era. So my understanding has been for a while that like it's not like it used to be, like almost like karma's different now. Almost like we've completed a cycle, so it might be you'll return if you want to by choice, but I don't know if it's by karma like as we know it anymore, like you have to come back. I feel like
I don't
that
feel like there is a
cycle.
karma anymore. That
Yeah,
was
it's
what
well,
was
there's cause and effect.
happening.
You and I have talked before, I think cause and
Cause and
effect.
effect.
But I think that was the end of the
Even
cycle.
that's evolving.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, actually, I want to talk about that too because it's more like, okay, so anyway, if that answers the person's question, I hope they got something out of that that they can understand it. Things are very different than they used to be. And I feel like more doors are opening up for us in terms of that. It's not just, do I have to come back anymore? I don't know if
Yeah,
that's anything anymore.
I agree. I completely agree. It's your
Yeah.
choice what's next.
Yeah. And as far as karma or that extra information that I'm just kind of getting in my mind's eye. So nowadays, it's almost like I'll have to say this is a theme in sessions too. Now, all of us have been noticing this, that I always kind of go from source to the client and the practitioner. Like there is a higher guidance to always who comes to see you, and it's always just right. And the synchronicities are off the wall right now. And I keep saying the mirror is in our face. Like, I'll have a client sitting across from me and they say the exact words that I said the day before. And I look at them and I go, what? Or they have the exact story that I have for part of my life, or the exact same thing happens. And I just sit there and like, I kind of laugh. I'm like, I can't even believe this is happening. It's almost like all the aspects of ourselves are coming together now. And it's that you are me, and I am you, and you are me. And we're not so distant from each other anymore. We're not so separate. It's almost like an implosion. We're all aspects are coming into
So, and see, we
fusion.
know that in theory, but this is where we all know it.
We're seeing it in
Where,
everyday life now.
yes.
And I think people can relate to this. Like, you'll go into a store and you just see someone, and you're like, hi, how do I know you? And then you're like, nothing in your world has been a crossroads for you to meet. And you look at each other and you're like, but I know you, and I know you. And both feel the same way, but you have absolutely no idea how. It's not from Earth, maybe. It's from soul. Hello, I know you. I remember you from five lifetimes ago. Or I remember you from Source. I feel like you're an aspect you and I hung out when we were in Source, you know? Well, it can be anything, but that's happening. Amazing stuff.
Is, it really is.
It really is. Oh my gosh. I want to talk about a little fun thing. Like, I've always liked the things that surround sessions if we have time, unless there's questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tiffany, any other questions? Or we're going to go into Diane's story.
We have questions, but we can
Okay.
do
Oh
Diane's.
no, go ahead.
Okay, let's do that. I mean, we just know we have a story to go do here too. So,
Okay.
okay.
Sorry. Can a person be with us in this life and in spirit plane too?
Can they be incarnated with us in this life and also be in spirit plane with us? Is that
Yes.
the question?
Yeah, that's why I'm understanding.
Yeah. Do you want to go or do you want me to know?
You can go for it first if you want to.
Okay.
I'm
So,
already doing.
yeah. So, you know, I have this awareness coming in, and it is that it's actually happening all the time anyway, because it's all time is simultaneous. So, all of it is us. It's all us. So, we're all in spirit plane in here and in whatever parallel experiences we're having. It's like it's actually all happening at once.
And that's really what it comes down to. Everything is happening at once. So, yes.
Yeah, and also I like to say to people sometimes when people are really grieving about a deceased relative, a recently deceased relative or something, it's like I just kind of there's tenderness, there's kindness, there's caring, there's time for emotions, but then at some point it's just like we need to touch upon that we are eternal beings. We're either in a body or out of a body, but we're always eternal beings. We're always here, either in a body or out of a body. So, and this parallel reality and this multi simultaneous time thing, it's almost like so comforting because we're never alone. And actually, we can talk to deceased relatives so easily when we're quiet within. They're here. They always say how much they love us, and they're just like they're still here. And unless they're busy, I always say unless they're busy because sometimes they have other things they're
They
doing.
do have other things going on.
But anyway, do you want to add anything to that?
No, that was exactly because that's what I'm always saying is it's everything is now. So if that's the case, if the person was incarnated and then they were also in the spirit side, then yes, because it could be just like we are here, we are multidimensional beings. So we are here and we are there and we are in many other planes at the same time. In many of their lives. So, yeah.
Yes, I also have this funny little vision and remembrance from some sessions is that there are actually people who are in suspended animation on a craft right now and embodied. You,
I'm one of
lovely.
them.
And when you leave this body, you can go back to the pod where you're in suspended animation. That's one. Oh, that's so interesting. I'm glad you shared that. Thank you. I love it. I
I don't
love
know
the
if you
sessions where I see it.
remember. I don't know if you remember this, the level three class that we did in Toronto.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. I liked that one. I
Yeah,
mean,
and
they're all good.
that yeah they
Yeah.
are, and then that one for whatever reason, I was whatever driven to draw that picture of because mine went for yeah it went to that and where it went from the suspended because that's like happening in one of them and it went from there to. Where it's, I think it's something else, and it's where it's also like a suspended animation, but it kept calling it my core, and it was like that was the basis of everything, and from that place, that's where it shot off. You know, it's like you had these tentacles shooting out to the different experiences, and that's that drawing that was able to explain simultaneous time, because it went to all these different time periods and dimensions and everything, and information, you know, it's like that was those experiences, and as you had those experiences, all that would feed back to the core, and then the core would then send it on up to something else, you know, so it went on from there. So that could be the higher self. I don't know. It could be, it's something, but it kept calling it the core,
No, I
which
really love that. That's
was so,
so neat.
it was really, really cool session. But it started with where I was. There is a thing, well, a life, because I've seen that too. I've visited that a few times where I'm in suspended animation, but this was a different one where it went to the core.
That is so
Every
neat.
experience that we have is being fed to our core.
I feel like that's kind of like what we hear about source too. Like all of us are feeding information into source core. The
I
light,
feel
the
like
whatever you
that's where
call.
that, when the core spent on up, I feel like that's where it was going on up to
Yes,
source.
source. Like, because everything actually, it's toroidal field almost, like everything goes out and then information comes back and everything is feeding the whole in some way, shape, or form. All of us are feeding into something greater than us that helps the all of us. It's just amazing. It's kind of like beautiful love.
Yeah, so cool. Okay,
Neat.
Tiffany, other questions? We want to allow maybe, how long will your last story take?
Oh, I'll just take a couple seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Tiff?
Yes. This one I feel like you guys kind of already touched on, but you can open it more. How do we have an open relationship with our heart, our higher self?
We have
Okay.
touched on it, and we have, I mean, we're
You
talking
can
about
just ask. You can just
it,
ask. You just say, I want to be, well, I had beautiful one this week where the higher self said, and I said, he's here to get your help today, you know, and he's kind of been struggling and he wants to connect with you. How can he do that? And he goes, okay, wait. The higher self goes, wait, wait, wait. And he goes, okay, we're going to be his friend now. We're going to be his best friend. And there was a theme that was important. We're going to be his best friend. And then it was like, ooh, it was happening energetically. And it was like tears and beautiful love. And it was like, okay, we're best friends now. Now we're connected. It was so
Yes, I
amazing.
love it. That happened to me. That was what changed everything for me. I was in a situation, I was trying to, it was a really good pressure cooker situation I was in, where I was able to learn these things a whole lot, very, very concentrated. And that was when I made the revelation that it's not a God that I'm praying to, and like that my higher self is me. It's a bigger part of me, and that part knows me. And it was like, and it was showing me like we're holding hands and we're going through this life together. And that was like what you're saying, it's a best friend. And that was so, it was completely game changing for me. I knew what to do from there on. I know how to work with you. I know how to talk to you. I know I'm not begging to something that I don't know. I'm talking to a part, it's a part of me.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love that. I don't know how much time we had, 2 minutes,
We
but
have
yeah,
two
that's
minutes.
beautiful.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead with your other,
Just
yeah.
like this, I had 3 sessions in 3 days this week because it was a group that came up. It was beautiful. I'm coming off of that. I'm just so high. It's like lovely. But the night before, I thought, oh, I'll get a good night's sleep. And then at 11:30 at night, this dog started barking loudly behind the house in a way that no dog has ever barked at night. There's no dog. I didn't know. Loud, loud barking, barking, barking. Well, it goes on for half an hour, and I finally decided, you know, I gotta call the police because this something's the matter. Like something's wrong. So anyway, they sent a police car out. And as soon as the policeman just kind of walked towards the house to check it out, the dog stopped barking, never barked again. It was bizarre. So I had to figure out what that was through the week of the sessions and what was going on. The themes of the sessions sort of touched upon protection, safety, and fear and things like that. And ultimately, I think it was my higher self showing me that. You know, this is what people feel like. They're really on edge. They're fearful and everything. But really, there's always a guardian angel. There's always a protector. And as soon as they
Always
show up on the
protected.
field, everything's calm. So it was beautiful.
Love it. Love it. How can people find you, Diane, if they want to come have a
Oh
session?
yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be great. I'm on QHHT Official under Level 3 Practitioners, and my website is rustic as usual, but healingworks-salon.com. Gmail, healingworksalon@gmail.com. It's really, I always say go to the directory on the website. Yeah.
So we'll put that in the links below. And
Thank you.
thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure always, and I'm so
Absolutely.
grateful that we get to do this. It's so fun, and I love your audience. So, such a beautiful group.
So beautiful. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
And thank you,
Perfect.
Tiff. Thank you for helping us out, being our
Yeah,
question
thanks.
master.
Of course.
Thank you, Tiffany. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Diane. How are you?
Thanks, Tiff.
And thank you, everybody. We love you. Can't wait to see you again. And we will be announcing the retreat very, very soon. We have announced that it will be. We'll have a sales page up in about a week. So anyway, love you all. I know
Love you
that's
guys.
the last. Woohoo! Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.